This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the country from this end to that end and that other end to the bottom end. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, I'm the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, we have the one, the only, the professor of politics. It's Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain. Good morning.
Yes, sir, it is. By the way, it's not a normal night tonight because there's nothing going on, and I guess everybody went inside because it's such a nice night. They wanted to go in, but 67 degrees and clear still here right now, right here in Tampa by the airport.
Wow, very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Now, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And let's not forget those two words under God, because we were formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm watching something on television that's fascinating. First of all, it's an ambulance that pulled up. And 15 soldiers climbed out of the ambulance, and they're all walking up a side street I believe it's in Kyiv.
Yes, I believe so. I've seen some of the same footage here.
Saying they're Russians.
Right. And they seem to be walking along. They don't seem to be doing anything too imperative. They just seem to be walking along the street.
Well, they're headed towards whatever their assignment is.
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure the next thing that's going to happen is I don't think the Russians are afraid to go urban fighting, house to house, door to door. And he who controls the high ground in the city controls the city, usually.
Yes. Well, one other factor, too, Captain, I'd like to ask you about as well, and that is, you know, these Russian troops, while they are formidable, it's unlikely that they've really ever been in combat before, and the least of which would be door-to-door urban warfare. What can we expect from troops that have never actually been in combat in this kind of situation?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of young soldiers. I noticed that. And a lot of them have the look of, they've got that look of fear on their face. I've noticed that too, the ones that I've seen. And this is where they get the experience. And the only way that you survive something like that is to listen to your older and more experienced NCOs and officers, because they know what they're talking about. If you don't, you try to be a hero, so to speak, on your own, you're going to wind up becoming a dead hero and get your unit in trouble and all that. But the fact of the matter is that what we have going on right now is basically war games. They played their war games. And they're playing them again, this time for real, with real ammo at real people.
Right, and they'd have to make adjustments, obviously, on the fly. But now on the flip side, you know, you've got the Ukrainian people and Ukrainian military or reserves or militia or just Ukrainian citizens who have been armed now by their government,
right,
in many cases. They're fighting for something. They're fighting for their homeland. They're fighting for their freedom. They're fighting to stop an aggressor. That's got to be a major factor, Captain.
It's an advantage.
Yeah,
it's always an advantage. I mean, you can look at Vietnam for an example. That was an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for them, not us, them.
Right. And, of course, but the urban warfare can lead to something that is incredibly destructive, though, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. They'll be blowing up buildings and, you know, with mistakes being made and planes going down and helicopters going down and whatnot. And the other thing is when a tank comes down the street, if they're firing at that tank from a building, by they, I mean the opposition, the Ukrainians, whether they're the military or civilians, the tank will hone in on where they're firing at them from and level one shot into the apartment, and that's it. Boom. Gone. See ya.
And, of course, the potential for, you know, non-combatant civilian casualties, it explodes at that point.
Well, sure. If you start shooting at the military, they're not just going to sit there and wave at you.
Right. Right, exactly. And all this goes into the mix, you know, of just how long, how sustainable something like this would be. But, Captain, I don't know. Do you see Vladimir Putin ever turning around and saying, well, you know, it was a good try, but we're heading back to base?
No.
I just don't see him ever doing that.
No, that is definitely not going to happen.
Yeah.
If anything, it's going to get worse. So we'll be right back with more, and we'll talk more about this, and we'll get back on the game plan here. Hold on, Kyle. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Yes, it is. And, of course, they're not listening now because they're away doing what they're doing on the weekend. But one of them is my buddy that's right around the corner down the hallway from me. His producer listens to the program for a couple hours early on in the morning and gets a lot of information. And we appreciate that. That's imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product I've been taking religiously for 7 years. I take it every morning to start my morning. And the reason I do is because of what it does for me with the swelling and the discomfort that I have with my left ankle, my left foot, and my left leg. It will take the swelling and the inflammation down just like that. And I'm serious. And it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help the body support to the natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, something that's good for you anyway. And, of course, it supports healthy joints and muscles along the way. Now, you can start with a 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 Quick Start. You won't regret doing that. Many people take that and they tell me, thank you so very much. They get on the regular shipment every month and they just keep on taking it and keep on feeling better. That's what it's all about. And I have not stopped taking it in the 7 years I've been on it, because when I do, the inflammation flares up again, and I don't need to have that. Thank you very much. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the truckers are coming. The truckers are coming. Run for the hills. Head for the hills. We got more National Guardsmen that have been activated that are coming to D.C. because they're going to tear the place up, right?
No. They're not going to do that.
Not at all.
Really not.
Not at all.
Yeah, so a lot of that's theater. I mean, a lot of that is the ability for the Democrat Party elite to say our democracy is so fragile and they're going to attack it again and we got to put the fence up and all that stuff. That's what they're doing.
Well, their democracy and my republic is pretty well off, except for one individual, actually two. Well, actually four. Let's use the four. Number one, Joe Biden. Number two, Kamala Harris. Number three, Nancy Pelosi. And number four, Chuck Schumer, or Schumer, and all the people that got them in the positions that they're in right now. That's the problem with America. And we find ourselves in a unique position to get rid of two of those four names coming in November, don't we?
Well, that's right. Yeah, the election's in November. And, of course, you know, Captain, not all that long ago, you know, we were talking about, you know, events that would help to drive the 2022 midterm elections. And now, of course, with the invasion of Ukraine, that's huge. And we've got some time to go until November. The Democrats have absolutely foundered on every single issue. One could only think that it's just going to get worse for them at the polling place.
Well, one can only hope, right?
Well, exactly, because there's so much at stake. You know, we can't continue going on with these kinds of policies or the abject, you know, just ignoring what's good for the American people, what's happening to the American people in favor of some weird narrative that everybody's just supposed to say, okay, yeah, we just believe it. You know, whatever you're telling us, we just believe it. Nobody believes them anymore.
Okay, and let's see how they make out with a new Supreme Court justice nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, D.C. appellate judge, who was nominated yesterday by Joe Biden, and right away several people came out and said, be careful what you wish for. She's, what was the word they said? She was an activist judge?
Well, she's 51 years old. We know that. She has been reversed. And Jonathan Turley, who many listeners will be familiar with, of course, George Washington University Law School professor Jonathan Turley, who's a very measured analyst, I think, said basically she's been reversed, basically, in his words, basically for judicial overreach in a couple of cases. So here you have someone who may not have made great decisions, and then they get reversed. Now you want to put that same person on the Supreme Court where they're the ones who are going to have the final say on things. And so, of course, activism, that's there. Of course, it's a swapping out of a liberal justice, basically, for another one. So it's not going to change the makeup per se, but it will point up the fact, Captain, that presidential elections have serious consequences, especially where the Supreme Court is concerned. The Democrats want to continue to politicize it. They want to make it just another voting block for their stuff that can get a rubber stamp, and I think it's on real display here.
Now, it looks like as if there's going to be a critical Senate vote on Monday that could make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. Yeah, this is coming up on Monday, February 28th. This is supposed to try to supersede anything that the Supreme Court might have decided and so forth. But it's got to come up for a cloture vote. They need to be able to get 60 votes before they can go to final passage, basically, of a vote that would be decided by a simple majority. So I don't know that they'll be able to get the 60 votes, but they're going to bring it up. Because they're also trying to inject this into the election season as well, the abortion issue and so forth.
Mm. Okay, and China is starting to act tough again because they reiterated that Taiwan is their territory, and yesterday they sent 9 aircraft into Taiwanese airspace, which caused the Taiwan Air Force to scramble and chase them back out again.
Yeah, isn't that the same thing that their sometimes friend, sometimes foe, Vladimir Putin, say about Ukraine? This is our thing. It's not even real. But Taiwan, of course, China sees Taiwan as being that breakaway province. It's really their land. And if they go take it, it's not an invasion. It's not a takeover. It's just it's a special military operation. I mean, these euphemisms, Captain, are just really laughable if it wasn't so absolutely serious.
Now, more countries have sanctioned the Kremlin in lieu of what's just transpired. And there are new calls right now for Russia to be cut away out of the SWIFT banking system.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And, of course, what's happened is that everything is bound up. They're bound up in terms of energy and other issues as well. I think the Europeans are the ones who aren't swift as kicking them out of SWIFT, as it were. But honestly, the very fact that we're seeing this kind of aggression points up the fact that you got to be independent.
The United States yesterday froze all the financial assets of Vladimir Putin and Lavrov, the foreign minister.
Right. And at the same time, you know, they're still able to make literally a boatload of money with the energy sales and so forth. And of course, it's going to beg the question, and this is going to be bad for, I mean, just from a political standpoint, just in a parenthesis sort of way, this is going to be really bad for the Democrats because they're not going all in to really stop Russia. I mean, to do that, it would, you know, but they just want to tell us, well, it's going to be painful and those kind of thing. But, you got to get where it counts.
Now, oil has dropped down a little bit. Let's see. Brent crude dropped $1.15 a barrel. It's down to $97.93. West Texas crude dropped $1.22 a barrel, down to $91.59 a barrel. Futures are down to $105 a barrel. That's the one-year future. And gasoline and diesel dropped about 2%, so a little bit of a saving there. Got a long way to go yet, though, and it looks like as if somebody dumped a bunch of oil on the market yesterday, which is the only way that you can get the price down.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because that's the way to be able to disable Putin's money stream, as it were, or at least significantly curtail it, and that is by putting more oil out in the market. And we can actually do that. We have more oil than Russia has.
Yep. And when we come back, folks, we're going to tell you how Russia is violating international law. Wait till you hear about this. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
International hacking group Anonymous has declared a cyber war against Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of hackers took to Twitter and said most members are currently involved in an operation against the Russian Federation. They went on to say one of the main targets is the Russian government, while adding the private sector will most likely be targeted as well. The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. What we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota, for doing that for us. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow is a company that's American-owned, made in Minnesota. These products come right out of Minnesota. And Mike, of course, has been pretty much shut down by the mainstream media, places like Twitter, places like Facebook. He's created his own a media center right now called frankspeech.com. He's even got a little television thing going on over there, too, so online internet TV. But if you go to his website, MyPillow.com, you take a look at what he has to offer, and you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see it right there. It's all marked up like a door, big back door. It says click here. You click there, and it'll open up, and voila, magic, magic. About 150 items on that page, all marked down considerably to save you a lot of money. And all you got to do when you get over there and take a look at all the stuff he's got to offer is remember that the product code that you need to use is going to be the word captain. Very simple. The product code is always going to be the word captain. Then if you want to call up and speak to a live person on the phone, you can place your order. You can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the product code CAPTAIN, the website MyPillow.com, and happy shopping. And remember, everything you buy has a 60-day 60-day return policy on it. MyPillow.com, product code Captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, a senator warned Joe Biden that he's committing national security suicide with the energy situation. He says, all you got to do, Mr. President, is drill, baby, drill, get that oil out there, force Putin to lower his prices, because flood the market, the prices will go down because of what you're doing, and we'll be a lot better off, and Americans won't have to be suffering at the fuel pumps.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and for a long, long time, we've been talking about this to the listeners, about how energy equals national security priority. You know, if not even priority number one, only in the sense that you have to be able to, your country has to be able to keep moving, your military has to be able to keep moving.
Yep.
Back in 2018, President Trump warned about the dependence of Europe and especially Germany on Russian oil, Russian energy, and we're seeing this all play out now. This is a major factor in how we can respond to what's happening in Ukraine and possibly beyond that. But especially in the Middle East. I mean, no matter where you go, what question you ask about foreign policy and national security, energy is at the very top of the list. And mm-hmm. Joe Biden has crippled our ability to be energy independent.
And by the way, back then, even going back as recent as 2020, Russia was the second largest net exporter of crude oil and petroleum products. Second largest. We were number one.
We were number one. And President Trump, of course, you know, he saw things from a different perspective, and so many people would scoff at that. Oh my goodness, he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's upsetting the apple cart. I think that there was a lot of that, but he was absolutely completely right about mm-hmm. these kinds of things, and he had that different perspective, Captain. He didn't have the machine politician mm-hmm. perspective that Joe Biden and the Politburo have.
Okay, well, show of hands for the people from Florida. How many of you would like to see that $1.87 a gallon gasoline at the pump like it was on Election Day in 2020? Show of hands. Okay, everybody set their hands up.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. And nothing speaks louder than this, Captain. And now that we're going to see energy go up, and of course the Biden administration will try to make us think, well, this is all because of the war and so forth.
That's what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they'll try to mask it. It's a smokescreen then for the fact of how the gas prices got so high in the first place.
Yeah.
Before the war.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the line here. Okay, Mel, what's going on?
Yeah, about what you were speaking in regards to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court really is not the be-all, end-all. States have state sovereignty. So, I mean, you could take it to the Supreme Court, you know, if you like, but we as, you know, say individual states, you know, it's not going to be what they can supersede what state laws really are, you know, have you know, on the book for themselves. But as far as what you were speaking about, you know, President Trump, I back President Trump. Before I go there, you know, using a black female, whichever, that this criminal and Obama and the cabal, all that are behind these illegal just criminals of the Democrat Party. You know, black people like myself, because just tens of millions of us that are tired, that have gotten off of the Democrat plantation. And I've been, you know, a conservative for many, many years now, and that, you know, we're tired of being used as props and, you know, as for their agendas. You know, it's just it's you know, making a lot of us, you know, angry with that that nonsense. We just, you know, just don't be using us as your puppets or your front people. You know, we're just tired of the nonsense. But as far as, Supreme Court, they really aren't the be-all, end-all, because, as I said, state has state sovereignty, and you can't walk over that and wipe your backside with it. But anyhow, that's what I'd like to say. You know, they can put anybody, a bold okay. clown on the Supreme Court.
All right,
it ain't
going to
work.
Thank you. All right, well, the purpose behind the Supreme Court is really to determine whether or not it's constitutional for them to do what they're doing, is it not?
That's precisely right.
Yeah. Now, if that means state sovereignty, along the way, fine, but even a state has to answer to the Constitution of the United States. That's part of what they do and what they signed up for, so to speak. But that's what that's about. But they've overstepped their boundary. And, oh, by the way, I was waiting for Mel to say, because he said it before, and I'll say it for him because a lot of people feel this way, to sit there and say, well, we're going to appoint a black female judge because we don't have one. They got a little bit of a problem with that too, don't they?
Well, I think so. There are many qualified people that happen to be African American, to be a woman. There's nothing wrong with that. With that notion of interviewing a bunch of people and whoever comes up, in other words, but. That's how the American people feel. They're not as concerned with this as Joe Biden is trying to continue to create racial animosity.
Creating a facade.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Well, and he's also trying to tell us that when you see the color of someone's skin, you have to make certain assumptions.
Yep.
You're expected to make certain assumptions. And Captain, isn't that the kind of thing that someone like Dr. Martin Luther King was fighting against?
He was.
And he created a revolution in this country of racial relations and racial perceptions. But now here comes Joe Biden and the Democrats telling me I gotta think certain ways and make these certain assumptions. I thought that is the definition of racism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you and me both.
Yeah. In other words, the content of our character, the work product that we have as a judge or, for someone to be considered to be on the Supreme Court, that's what it's all about. But the Democrat Party elite and the so-called progressive left and so forth, they want everybody to be at each other's throats because you're this color and you're that color. And this is total madness.
Uh-huh.
It's wrong and it's un-American.
Well, you're right, and we're getting ready to take a break, and what I'm going to do is toss this question out there, and we'll get the answer back when I come back. Anton Blinken, I believe is the way to pronounce his name, he's talking about a possibility. He says, is it possible that Vladimir Putin will go beyond Ukraine and not stop there? Well, I say yes, it is possible.
Yep, I think so.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back. Taking a break right now on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, this show's all about we the people. We the people. Think about that for a minute. We elect them, and we can unelect them. All we got to do is decide that's what we're going to do. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I try.
is the Rolling Stones, and that's Mick Jagger, a young Mick Jagger, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, that goes back to 1965.
Yep. I remember it, and a young Mick Jagger, you could tell by the voice there. But anyway, take it away. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. It's your turn.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, folks, don't forget, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com. And, Captain, you know, we told everybody about the new Pilot Travel Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but there's another new Pilot Travel Center we just found out about, Fultonville, New York. Now, this is up. It's going to be west of Albany, up on I-90.
Yes,
this is
right off the Erie Canal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. So that's a brand new Pilot Travel Center as well. They got 24 fuel lanes, 55 public parking spaces, and get this, 7 showers. So that's
you know something? I bet I know what they did. There used to be a Truck Stops of America there in that town. I'll bet they bought that and they reconverted it and made it and modernized it, and that's what they got going there. Want to bet?
Yep.
I'll bet you.
I think you're probably very right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, two great new Pilot Travel Centers to check out on your journey through the United States. Okay, also out west, Captain, just briefly, we have a pretty quiet map tonight. We do have a freeze warning. This in the Central Valley of California. It's going to stretch from Merced all the way down to Bakersfield. We also have some wind advisories in Southern California that we're waiting to see if they materialize here. Also, some wind up in Montana, up near Livingston. This is going to be east of Bozeman. So be careful up there. And winter weather advisory north of Seattle, Washington tonight. But cold temperatures still, maybe a little warm-up coming up here in Southern California.
Okay, well, we've got a little bit of activity up along the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, where we do have some frozen precipitation up there, as well as some freezing rain right there on the Michigan-Ontario line in between the lakes going over the bridge. So be advised of that. And then on the west side of Lake Erie and going up towards through Detroit, and up north about another 100 miles, you've got some precipitation there that's not quite cold enough to freeze all of it, but I'm sure you could have some really slippery roads there with the drizzle that's coming down there right now. Now, going over to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have got some freezing drizzle and freezing rain, if you will, right there, I-20. I-35, so be advised of that, and also going up U.S. 287 for a ways as well. Now, looking over on the East Coast, we got a little bit of wind from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey, so be advised it might be a little blustery if you're going up along I-95 and up along the water all the way up through there. And then down in Florida, we have some fog tonight in Big Bend over towards Tallahassee, and then we got some wind also on and off all the way over to New Orleans, where we've got a little bit of a front there right now. Looks like as if there is some fog in the area. Might be some rain a little bit later here in the morning before daylight. Don't know, but it looks that way. So that's what we're looking at today and tonight right there. So, Kyle, tell us who brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Well, that, Captain, that, of course, is the Pilot and Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. You can find out more about their locations. Just use their locations function. But, folks, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. Start earning points on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J. That includes your fuel, your food, your supplies. You're also going to get some great offers and rewards as well by downloading and using the My Rewards Plus app to track your points. Check out their fuel card as well. And also, last but not least, check out their cup of coffee, Captain, that they have there, because they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think everyone will agree. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And by the way, Fultonville, New York is one of the breakout points where you can pull in with the double trailers, the 53 foots that they pull up and down the New York Thruway. That's one of the break points where they go in there and they drop them in there and they switch them around. So that's probably another reason why they did what they did there. But anyway, Kyle, tell us how you're showing them. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. And, Captain, have a great time at CPAC this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Okay, thanks, Kyle.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right, now on the telephone line, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, it's better here than it is in Ukraine, for sure, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Ukraine is becoming an interesting subject right now for a couple different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video of an ambulance pull up, and 15 soldiers climbed out of that ambulance. Now, I'm not familiar with the uniforms and who's wearing what, but I saw the little flags on their shoulder. And the little flag on these guys' shoulder was the Ukrainian flag, but they were acting like as if they weren't Ukrainian troops, that they were Russian troops dressed up in Ukrainian uniforms. And if that's the case, that is a violation of...
the law of the war.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, there is some of that. Apparently some of the Russians have changed out of their whatever uniforms they were wearing and changed into either civilian clothes or clothes, uniforms of the Ukraine police and even some of the military. And changing into civilian clothes, I think, is probably the most dangerous because so many of Ukrainians are obviously in civilian clothes because
right.
They've taken up arms. So, yeah, it's, you know, what's pretty remarkable is how much support Ukraine is getting really across the world.
Yes.
Not only from leaders, but from individuals and business. I'm seeing the Colosseum in Rome lit up in blue and in gold. I'm seeing people here in the United States that own bars virtually pouring out all of their Russian vodka into the streets. I'm seeing protests and so forth. I'm not convinced that all things that Putin may have weighed in the critique of what he's doing, how big it is.
You are right, and we'll talk about that when we come back. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Denise.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.